everybody, and welcome to Caffeination 046. Yes, this is Big Caffeination 46. It's a little bit delayed at this point in time, but we're doing our best to make do around here, so I have a couple little updates right off the bat. First off, I'd just like to say that the Caffeination is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Should probably do that a little quicker. I think it's supposed to last through the entire sounder, so... Alright, so this is the first show, the inaugural show, so to speak, from the new Caffeination Den. I'm just going to keep throwing names out there until it's one of them sounds correct, but we have completed the physicality of moving from one location to another. That is, all of our crap is in one location at this point in time, but none of it is where it should be. So it's going to take a little bit of time to get everything up and running the way I would like it, but... Yeah, I only missed one show. I was going to originally really try and do one on either Friday or Saturday, but it just did not work. Not in the cards, so I figured, you know what, I'd probably be better off just trying to throw one together on Sunday night, but, and then trying to put a really half-assed one together any other time. So this has been a trying week yet again. So I think now it's been 2 weeks since we made closing on the house. We are now fully in it. Today was also Jen's baby shower, so it's been crazy. So there's a whole lot of tech news that I'd like to go over today, as well as a couple little things from the caffeinated bit section, some great PodSafe music as always, and just a overall relaxing show. Hopefully. Hopefully we won't have any weird errors or anything, because I'm already starting to record this a little bit late in the evening. Usually we start recording on Sunday nights around 11 or so, but the computer wasn't put together until, physically that is, until around 11:30. So, please bear with us. Thanks for sticking around if you're a long-time listener. And if this is your first show, please give us one or two shows. Tell us what you think. A couple things have changed around here recently, so we're just trying to find our voice in the new world. You can find this show over at www.caffeination.com. That's caffeination.com. We used to have a listener line where people could call in and... But this has been the third time that the number has been dropped from the service, even though we've had the prerequisite number of calls per month, so we're just not going to do that anymore. I'll find a different service if people really want to leave us audio feedback. But you can always email us at caffeination@gmail.com, or you can become our friend on MySpace over at myspace.com/caffeination. This podcast, as always, is brought to you by the letter C. C is for coffee, and that's good enough for me. So, alright, I think we should probably start something off with a little jam from the PodSafe Music Network. I know, this is one of those weird shows, but they all seem to be weird at this point. So, alright, first up in the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com, we have Van Davis and their song Monster Patrol. We'll be right back. Again, that was Van Davis and their song Monster Patrol from the Podsafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. So, yeah, there's a whole lot of things going on around here and around the world today. Today was the finals for the World Cup, so well played, Italy. This is also one of the first times I've actually been able to head out to a bar to watch the game, because a lot of them have been during work. So, actually, during the baby shower, my uncle took my father and I and my uncle's son, my cousin that is, out to a bar, so that was really fun. We got to watch that. The only thing is, I was rooting for France to win, and everybody else in the bar was rooting for Italy. Didn't know it was that kind of bar when we walked in. Knew it was a sports bar, but they had Italian flags hanging all over the place. Wasn't too full, but it was still a fun time. So, yeah. A lot of interesting stuff happening around right now. So we're just trying to push through this episode, and we promise it'll just keep getting better from here on out. If the audio quality starts to sound just a little bit different than it had in the past, it's because before I moved the venerable MDR-624 mixer. I didn't take a picture or look at exactly where I had the knobs set, so I loved the settings that I used to have there. I could listen to my own voice with those settings. That's how good it was. But now, not so much. I'm not digging the sound that's coming out. So we're going to be fiddling around with that just a little bit over the next couple shows. Wanted to get this one out before I let my perfectionist streak on the out there on the loose. So right up in the tech tidbits section. Well, first of all, as I said, this has been a trying week, and we talked a little bit about this before, but there's probably nothing worse for a technologist such as myself than to move from one place to another, more than anything else. You lose important parts. And now, I knew, all right, I had to make my podcasting setup rather mobile, since I don't have enough money to necessarily buy like three different sets of gear to do anything. I only really have one mic, so I needed to know where that was. Only have one mixer, had to know where that was. Had to have just those cables. I don't have any extra cables at this point, and I know I have about 16 of them somewhere. There's a box with all of my extra cable adapters, all the extra little connections for the bottom of the mic, and there's at least two dongles that I need that I have no clue where they are. They're probably in one of the 15 or 16 boxes that are currently surrounding me at this point, but I have just enough to do the show and run the computer at this point. However, I did lose one very important thing. I have a pretty cool little set of speakers hooked up to the computer, a little 2.1 sound. I don't know where the sound brick is, and I had one that I could have sworn was the sound brick to it, but it doesn't even begin to try and fit in there, so we're running the tiny little speakers today. No more advanced monitors with the little boombox on the floor or anything. No. We're going old school here, just two little desktop speakers. I mean, really old school would be the speaker inside the computer, but I'm pretty sure that thing only beeps. All right, now there's been a lot of flack out there about Adam Curry's pod show. Recently put up a new service called Pod Show Plus, and they listed a lot of podcasts that were listed in Podcast Alley. Now, if you don't know what Podcast Alley is, it's a website where it allows you to rate shows. It says, do you vote for this show? Do you think this is a good show? So we would just ask that if you think this is a good show, if you think that it's a good read, or listen, rather, you can just head over there and vote for us. But and just say, yeah, I think this is a good show. I'm putting my two cents in. So we would really appreciate it if you did that. But that's neither here nor there for this story. For the launch of the new site for Podshow, that is, they had a listing of all the different shows that were listed in Podcast Alley. And they pulled the feed right out of there, and they have a little player so you can listen to Caffeination or whatever other podcast you're doing in there. And the only problem was, well, first of all, it's hard to actually find the artist's home site on their page, which I don't think they've fixed yet. And the other thing is, there were a bunch of different camps that noticed that the RSS feed, the little file that you click on to subscribe in iTunes and everything else, had different copyright information. So the copyright information that I put in there, for instance, that it's my content, was changed to be their content. And this raised a couple eyebrows, and eventually it was just realized that it was published that it was a mistake. That was supposed to be an internal feed which did something for their little player, and okay, whatever. Yeah, so a lot of people got really pissed off really quick. I mean, I know I have a temper, and I got pretty ticked when I first heard it, but decided to let it cool. I filed my little complaint on their website and everything, but everything seems to be worked out at this point. So just wanted to kind of throw that out there. So if we have any new listeners over from Podshow Plus, welcome, and good luck trying to find our homepage on that site. But still, it's caffination.com. Alright, now we thought, alright, what kind of show could we throw out there that would really say, alright, these are some interesting things that we found? I mean, this was kind of one of those weird shows where I really wasn't sure what direction I wanted to go in, so you're probably going to see that in the tech tidbits that we have going here. First up, I'm pretty sure that I know at least four or five people that need one of these things, and I'm one of them. This is a military-grade PDA. I found it over on Gizmodo, it is. Is it Gizmodo? Oh, I'm sorry, Engadget. But it's a military-grade PDA. Basically, this thing's all ruggedized and everything. It's not, you know, tiny and svelte or anything like that, but it is a beefy little 200 megahertz, 400 megahertz processor. I think it runs Windows ME or is it on Palm? It has integrated Wi-Fi, microphone, Bluetooth, 256 megs of flash memory. So it's a hefty little unit. I might actually think, might actually see how much this is. They don't have a price on there, but they say basically this thing's the little brother to the Toughbook. So, the last sentence there says it doesn't come cheap. So I'm guessing probably around $700 or $800. We'll see exactly how much that thing is. But you know what? For technology that you can't kill, I don't know exactly what kind of price tag you can put on there. Still can't. There's no price tag thing on there. All right. Also from from Gizmodo, Sony has issued a new flip phone patent. Alright, you know the normal clamshell flip phones, which just open. Now imagine the screen itself is on some kind of crazy swivel, so that just the frame of the thing that floats up. I mean, you really have to click on the link in our show notes to see this thing, but this is a three-way flip phone. I mean, it's just freaky. I don't know how else to describe it. And if you heard that in the background, our cats are slightly incensed by the move, so they get a little worried when they're in a place and nobody else is there. I mean, previously in a two-room apartment, and now we're in a townhome row house kind of thing. So there's places where they can't see either my wife or I, so they're getting a little freaked out when we wander away from where they expect us to be. But back to the phone. This thing's kind of crazy. I don't know exactly what it's supposed to do, because it's just like a drawing for the patent that they applied for. But it's still crazy. I mean, the screen swivels in and out. So, I mean, I'm wondering exactly what kind of functionality they could build into that. Next up on the Tech Tidbits, we have another robot story. I'm really loving all these robot stories. And I'm pretty sure that if you took all these little robot stories and had everybody who worked on the actual projects that they describe working together, yeah, we could have a battle mech in no time. So I'm expecting one by the end of the summer. I'm just telling everybody. All right, now this is one of those RoboSapiens, you know, the robots you can find in, like, Sharper Image and stuff like that. Well, they're apparently integrating the controller for that into the Lego Mindstorm controllers. So you're going to be able to have this little robot running around controlled by all your controllers for the Lego Mindstorms. Craziness, I know. All right, this is a weird little story, moving away from the gadgets, actually, but there's a weird little story that I found on Slashdot recently, as of Saturday, that is. But it says, school admins demand access to a student's cell phone. Here's the little write-up. School administrators in Framingham, Massachusetts, have implemented a policy allowing them to not only confiscate cell phones, but also search through the students' cell phone data as part of their anti-drug violence efforts. Students claim that the policy is an invasion of their privacy. Now, I'm a little torn because I can sort of see both sides of this, but my gut feeling tells me that this is going just a little bit overboard. I mean, that would be like a school searching a student's personal email, but when the email wasn't provided by the school. Like, if it's a school account, then the school has every right to search through the email. But there's kind of an expectation of privacy. I think that's what this hinges on, that students expect their cell phone data to be private. And the school doesn't really, at least through my limited legal knowledge, the school really shouldn't have a leg to stand on at this point because, I mean, yes, you can search through their bags looking for weapons or drugs, but I don't think that you'd be able to, like, tap their phone, basically, and that would be what this is doing, you know, like, looking through the photos and everything on there. I don't know. I mean, if somebody knows better than I do, please send us a little email at caffeination@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, so just trying to motor on through the stuff that caught my eye today. And I don't know if anybody out there has been looking at the HD DVD and Blu-ray debacle. Basically, two competing formats again. It's Betamax and VHS all over again. And there's supposedly some exclusivity agreements saying that if you're putting a product out for one, you won't be able to put one out for another. And then that extends into the fact that the Xbox 360 is going to have the HD DVD and the Blu-ray is going to be in the Sony PS3. So, I mean, there's all kinds of sub-stories to this, subplots to this. But basically, I've always wanted one that could read or write both. And now they have a single lens, also from Slashdot, this story's linked up. But a single lens can write in both formats. Now, these are DVD-style things, so it's supposed to look exactly like a DVD player. I don't know exactly what color the medium is. I mean, you know that if you get, like, a normal DVD from the store, you flip it over and they're usually just silver. And if you get a burned one, they have that bluish tint, or if it's a old Xbox game, it has that blackout on the bottom. So, I mean, I don't know what color these things turn out or what the process is actually like, but it's kind of interesting. I mean, I like where this kind of technology is going. It's about time that somebody started innovating instead of trying to lock everybody out with it. So, yeah, good for that. All right, and now the last thing in tech tidbits today, because I don't know, this has just been a weird show, is the pull handle alarm clock. Back to the gadgets. But apparently this is a little alarm clock you can set, and the only way to turn it off is to pull this strange handle down. It looks kind of like a luggage rack. I don't know. Oh, no, it says to set the alarm, you pull down the handle to designate the... Oh, wait. That's weird. It's almost like a timer, so you pull this handle out, to pull this ripcord down, and then it clicks back up. Or if you want to turn it off, you have to find a way to pull the handle. Now, what they need is an alarm clock that doesn't require this much thinking, but you can still, like, physically abuse. Because what I want is an alarm clock that's ungodly loud, hides itself so I can't find it, and then when I find it, I can you have to throw it as hard as you can to turn it off. That would be an interesting alarm clock to make, because, I mean, I am a really hard guy to wake up. So in the morning, I will sleep like a log until something wakes me up. It's either usually the wife poking me or the alarm clock playing really bad music in the morning. So we'll see exactly where this concept goes. But, it looks neat enough, but I don't think it has legs, so to speak. All right, now on to our caffeinated bits here at the Caffeination. Figure I might want to do that, but onto the caffeinated bits. Sorry we skipped the last show for that one, but any port in a storm. Now, over the past week, I haven't really had very much set up in the way of caffeine around here. Haven't been able to get my coffee fix on most days, so I've been drinking a lot of soda, and you know what? I'm not really impressed with the sodas that are out there right now. I mean, I tried one more Coke Black, and my basic review of that is that it's not really worth the $6 for four of them. So I don't think I'm going to be going back to that. So then we tried Pepsi, and there just wasn't enough kick in normal soda. So I was drinking some tea, and whenever I could get it, I was drinking coffee. But I just don't know. I mean, the instant coffee in the water is still a hell of a lot better than anything else I tried, so... And then had a couple little observations I noticed, you know, a couple little things that were different in this house as opposed to the old one. In the old one, we didn't have any room in the kitchen, so my coffee maker had to come into the office with me. Now I'm sitting down here, and there is no coffee maker. I mean, my office is in the basement, and it's an interesting little room. It has a kind of a 70s wood paneling thing going on, but... Yeah, there's no coffee maker down here. So right before the show, I was like, you know, I could really use a cup of coffee there, and I don't know. It's just kind of weird without one. I mean, the Cuisinart Grind and Brew is upstairs, and it was fired up a couple times already, and it's getting a lot more use, but now that it's actually in the kitchen. But I think I'm actually going to have to find a smaller second coffee maker to put down here, because I'm starting to feel a little lonely. So, that, and, you know, I'm just kind of stunned with how everything's different. Everything seems to have changed slightly. Like, I didn't know where my coffee was. And I tell you what, since I didn't do a lot of the packing, I was doing most of the moving of the heavy objects. I didn't know exactly where everything ended up. So I had a minor freak out when it came. It was like, okay, here's the coffee filters. There's the coffee machine. Where's the coffee? Wasn't in the freezer already. It wasn't in the fridge. Wasn't in any of the cabinets that I could find. But, it turned out it was like in, like something near the dishes or something. I don't know. It was weird. And so needless to say, I hunted down all the variety of coffee packets that I had around, and they're all now well within my reach at any point in time. So today what we are drinking is the standard instant coffee, iced instant coffee, that is, because I didn't really feel like heating myself up in this rather humid and sticky evening here at the Caffeination. So yeah, I think that just about wraps that up, and the only thing we have right now is another bit from the PodSafe Music Network. Now, I picked this song because I really like the title, so I don't know exactly who does this. I mean, it says Super Toad Records Architect Fails. So Super Toad Records is probably the record company or label, and the Architect Fails is probably the band name. But here's the name of the song, and that's what really matters in this case. My name is Intego Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. Now that is the name of a song. It's very punchy, has character, so to speak. So again, here from Super Toad Records and Architect Fails is My Name is Intego Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Beneath the dust, below the remnants lie a bastard beggar of a wraith. He'll search the cinders for any bone he'd find, which surely support a disgrace. The damage done, the ever-watching sun has documented the depraved. Just like the truth, just like the pointed gun, I hope you're feeling brave. You strangled us to submission. So sharp and crude, your arrows carved in tradition. And how was it told? In rancorous affliction.
Safe Music Network, and Super Toad Records, we have the artist Architect Fails. My name is Intingo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. Now, you see, I just have to say that with an accent. I don't know. Probably sounds a little bit half-assed about it, but I don't really care. I think it's kind of a fun little way to do it. I hope everybody liked that song. Yeah. This has been kind of a crazy show there, and I know a lot of you are probably out there saying, yeah, well, you know, on the last show, the last real Caffeination, that is, you were talking something about a contest, and I gave you one little assignment. So, again, here we have it at the end of Caffeination 046. We're going to have the second assignment, and just a little background information for everybody. We are rapidly approaching Caffeination 050. That would be 50 official episodes in the can. Now, that to me, that seems to be a pretty big milestone, so we wanted to celebrate it and start giving away something. Now, I'm not going to tell you what the something is right yet. That you're going to find out on Caffeination 048. But the way we're going to do it is I'm going to have people out there looking for things, you know, stuff in the show notes, it might be a question about a podcast, and then I want you to collect all three answers, one from 45, one from this show, and one from the next show, and send them to me in an email. And then I will take a random winner out of that pool of applicants. So for the first question, you have to go back to the last show, but for the second question right here, right now, what I want you to do is, all the caffeinations so far have been numbered. There have been three shows now where I had to change the name. The first one was the St. Paddy's Day edition, the second one was a screw-up sorts, and the last one was Caffeination Limbo, the sort of episode that was right before this. Now, what I want you to do is tell me the reason for the first Caffeination screw-up episode. Now, that episode's probably only around 8 minutes long, so if you have to, you can download it and listen to it again, and it shouldn't take too much time. But I want you to find the reason for it and tell me. So what you're going to do is you're going to send that in an email to caffeination@gmail.com after you get the answer to the last question. Now, if this is a little bit confusing or anything, I'm sorry. We've never really done this before. But I hope everybody enjoys this little contest, and I hope you enjoy what we're going to be giving out. So, again, you can reach us at caffeination@gmail.com. Our website is www.caffeination.com. And our MySpace friends account is myspace.com/caffeination. So, this has been Caffeination 046, The Return, after a small hiatus. So I hope everybody out there enjoyed this episode. Thanks for listening, and stay caffeinated, people.